Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The second full day of the Republican National Convention has been a quiet one so far, but Mitt Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, gets his time in the spotlight tonight. WBUR's Morning Edition host, Bob Oakes, is covering the convention and joins us on the phone from Tampa. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sasha.
Bob, I understand the convention hall doesn't even open to delegates until 6 o'clock tonight. So what has been happening all day for the delegates and party leaders? Is it just lunching and partying and some meetings?
Yeah, well, that's it. Lunches, party, meetings. And more importantly, fundraising. As a delegate told me today, the most important part of conventions is not necessarily all the speeches, which are, of course, important, but the important business part of the conventions is raising money from delegates for various candidates and various causes. Though today, I'm guessing a lot of delegates slept in because there was a big bus snafu last night here in Tampa. After the conventions closed around 11 o'clock, some of the delegates were not back to their hotels until 3 a.m., so many probably just slept in today.
Waiting for transportation for buses that just weren't there?
That's right, and buses stuck on roadways.
Oh, Bob, among the speakers scheduled to speak tonight are Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, Tim Pawlenty, the former Minnesota governor, but of course the much-awaited one is the keynote, Paul Ryan, Romney's running mate. What's at stake for Ryan this evening?
Well, a lot for him, because after 14 years in Congress, it's clearly Paul Ryan's most important speech ever. He has, in that time, become, as we know, the poster congressman for conservative economic policies, especially in that controversial federal budget plan of his with its tax cutting and entitlement reform. The Tea Partiers and the conservatives already love him, but a lot of delegates here really don't know him very well, so it's a big test in that way, getting to know him. I spoke with a top member of a more moderate delegation today from New Hampshire, and he said he thinks that members of other more moderate delegations and his are ready to give Ryan a pass. They're ready to believe that Ryan has proved himself to be a fiscal conservative, which they like. I think what they're really saying is that they think they have a real shot at winning the White House, and if it takes a Paul Ryan on the ticket to do that, well, then they'll live with it. And selling voters across America tonight, watching Ryan's address, is clearly the bigger test for him.
Ah, that's interesting. Tomorrow night, the co-chair of the Massachusetts delegation is scheduled to speak to the convention. That's Carrie Healey, who, of course, was lieutenant governor in Massachusetts when Romney was governor. What role is she playing at the convention, and what's expected from her speech?
She describes her mission here in Tampa as a two-parter. First, to do what so many are doing this week, let voters know who Mitt Romney is. And the second is purely political, considering there's no one closer to Romney in terms of his time as Massachusetts governor, or at least closer to the Romney record than Carrie Healey, his lieutenant governor. She told us that she's here to tell her view of that story.
Well, I'm obviously going to talk about Governor Romney's accomplishments in Massachusetts. It's very important that that record gets set straight. The Obama campaign has devoted tens of millions of dollars to distorting that record in swing states around the country. So this is an opportunity to hear it straight from someone who was there, someone who knows, and who participated in setting Massachusetts right. And it's a great story to be told.
You know, I asked her if she was going to talk about the state health care overhaul that passed while Romney was governor. When I asked her about it, she was a little guarded. I assume it's because it's such a hot topic. She did not say how she would bring it up or what her focus would be, partly because perhaps she didn't want to give her speech away, or perhaps the issue of the link between Obamacare, as it's known, the Obama health care plan, and Romney care is so sensitive they don't want to draw attention to it, Sasha.
So she's up tomorrow night, and then also on stage tomorrow night will be former BU hockey player Mike Ruzioni, an Olympic gold medalist. He's one of three Olympians who'll be addressing the convention. And Bob, I understand you'll have an interview with him on tomorrow's Morning Edition. Can you give us a little preview?
Mike Ruzioni, member of the 1980 Miracle on Ice hockey team, the captain of that gold medal winning squad, will be on the podium, and he too will speak on behalf of Romney. But when I talked to Ruzioni, he was pretty clear that his speech would absolutely not be political at all. He was steering away from issues. In fact, it was a little unclear whether he agrees with Mitt Romney on the issues, but he did say he wants to get up there and say, as an Olympian, he appreciates what Mitt Romney did to, quote-unquote, save the Utah Games, and as he put it, save American face then. The complete interview with Ruzioni on Morning Edition tomorrow.
That's WBUR's Bob Oakes speaking with us from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.